Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Catherine Halloween said, "Before you set to memorize a verse, read the passage the verse is from, to make sure you know what it means in context." The scriptural verse we are going to hide in our hearts today is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 in the King James Version. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let's say that again. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let's say that one last time. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that we will come unto you and cast all our chaos upon you. I pray that you would help us to be meek and lowly as you are. I pray that all people come to know your Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior, and hide your word in their hearts. And thank you for what you did for us on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and he will. Until next time, God bless you.